This plan to build a fence around Parliament House in Canberra is just nuts. The proposal was rushed through the lower house and the upper house last December, and it happened the day after those protesters interrupted question time. Remember when they abseiled down the front of Parliament House? The upgraded security measures include restricting access to the upper lawns of Parliament House by building a 2.5 metre steel fence around it. And after the decision was made, the Australian Institute of Architects came out saying, look, we're deeply concerned about this. Well, today they have backflipped. The Australian Institute of Architects have said, oh, we're happy about it now. We've had a private briefing and it's not going to be as ugly as we thought. But there's a petition involving thousands of signatures to oppose a fence being built. And I can understand where people are coming from. I mean, what's the point of this fence? There hasn't been an attack on Parliament House. Sure, we've had a few nutty protesters who've jumped into the House of Representatives and abseiled down the front of this building, but all of those things can be solved with security. Isn't that the idea? You can no longer drive up to the front doors of Parliament House because they've got giant bollards that have been installed years ago to stop vehicles from getting near the entrance. Aren't we meant to stand up to terror threats and not change how we live our lives? The whole point of the Parliament House design was that so people could walk on the grass above their elected representatives. Now we're going to take that away. Have they forgotten that we have federal police, security services? That's what they're there for. That's their job, to keep people safe. People want to see more cops on the beat, but instead we pack up the bat and ball and go home. It's the similar scenario to King's Cross, when we had that spate of attacks outside establishments. Instead of putting more cops on the beat, we just shut up shop. Building a fence won't solve anything, and it is a signal that the terrorists or the troublemakers win.